required by law and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. President Hichilema assures peaceful and credible 2026 elections. Agriculture export calls for nationwide expansion of soil mapping program. In foreign news, Kenya faces deadly flooding with at least 108 people killed. And in sports, Sinkala boosts Chipolopolo camp in Buenos Aires. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. President Haga Ndejilema has expressed grave concern over the fuel shortages recently reported across the country, which are suspected to have been caused by deliberate hoarding by some entities. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says the situation persists despite assurances from oil marketing companies during a recent meeting held at State House regarding the availability of fuel. Mr. Hamasaka notes that while government is mindful of global supply pressures arising from the conflict in the Middle East, Zambia currently has adequate fuel stocks to meet domestic demand. He emphasizes that fuel remains the lifeblood of the Zambian economy, warning that any attempts to manipulate its supply are not only responsible but amount to economic sabotage and a direct violation of the law. Mr. Hamasaka has further disclosed that the President has directed the Energy Regulation Board to work with law enforcement agencies to immediately investigate the matter and enforce existing regulations. He adds that punitive measures, including the possible revocation of licenses, will be taken against any entities found wanting. The opposition Zambia Work Up Party ZAWAPA has called for a change in how top leaders in the three arms of government are selected. Party President Howard Kunda has expressed displeasure that appointments of top officials heading the three arms of government are appointed by the president, saying it is affecting the rule of law. Mr. Kunda notes that the current system where leaders are appointed by the president undermines credibility, with leaders serving the appointing authority rather than the people. He has stressed that appointments should be made by a board, not the president. He feels that a board selection process would restore independence and ensure officers serve the public interest, not just the president. Still in local news, the Southern African Students and Youth Development Association says the August general elections will test the United Party for National Development, UPND's, popularity beyond by-elections. Organization President Ibrahim Mwamba has attributed UPND's by-election wins to favoritism, easy campaign access, and dubious means. Mr. Mwamba says the UPND will lose in a free and fair general election as desperation is catching up. He has urged the UPND to prove popularity beyond by-elections, calling them desperate means to gain numbers. He therefore predicts a tough test for UPND's claimed popularity.
At one point, when he was even campaigning in the Copper Belt, you see. So these are issues that we saw even for Mavonga. These are issues that we saw for Mumia Zulu in Umezi. And this is the current issue that we are waiting to see for Bino, you understand? So for me, I think with the UPND focusing on the by-election to measure their popularity and the challenges that we have seen for them to win this same election and by-election, it has been a headache. All the by-election that are coming to the provinces of the country, they've been having a headache to win them. It's either they rig the election or they lose the election. And we demonstrated that the opposition in Chawama, in Peteaoke, and...
Church News. President Hakainde Hichilema has commended the New Apostolic Church for its significant contribution to national development. Speaking during a church service at the Mongu Central Congregation in Mongu Western Province, President Hakainde Hichilema has praised the church for its strong role in evangelism as well as its efforts in the health and education sectors in the community. The president has also noted that the church has played a key role in shaping responsible citizens, some of whom are now serving as mayors, councillors and ministers in government. He has further lauded the church for its orderliness and discipline, stating that such values are essential for national development. Meanwhile, President Hakainde Hichilema has assured the nation that government will deliver peaceful and credible elections in August 2026. He has stressed that elections should not divide the Zambian family, but instead strengthen unity as the country prepares for the upcoming polls.
And we got a message that as we run into the elections, we have to keep our country peaceful, stable, and in unity. Elections should not divide this family, the Zambian family. It's a choice of those that will lead us so we can better the opportunities for our people across the country. So we want to commit, sir, that on our part we'll do everything to ensure that we have peaceful, credible elections on the 13th of August 2026.
Agriculture News.
Finally, in our local story, renowned agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Wulaya is calling for swift expansion of Zambia's soil mapping and testing program nationwide. Government recently announced that it has made progress with the soil mapping program with 4,000 samples collected in three provinces, Southern, Central and Northwestern provinces. Commenting on the development, Dr. Wulaya has welcomed the progress, calling its expansion in all provinces. He has commended the move, saying it will boost productivity and address soil nutrition challenges. With over 100 personnel trained